Hello, I'm Charles Kervis, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of The Charles Kervis Show. Whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on a podcast. In this week's episode, I discuss practical spirituality and the benefits for your life in expanding the impact of your spiritual nature. I explore the benefits of expanding, of nurturing, of harnessing your spiritual nature. There are wonderful, enjoyable, practical benefits in doing so. I share 11 ways in which you can do this. Raising your conscious awareness of these 11 ways, and I'm sure you've heard many of them before, but I'm reminding you because that's the way you get good at anything. Raising your conscious awareness is not time-consuming, is not a burden, is an enjoyable way to add to your life and to live life in the way that you want to live it. For you to experience life how you want to experience it. I'm confident you will get significant benefits from these ideas today. This weekly show is founded on the formula SA plus P equals S. Self-awareness plus passion equals success. Your self-awareness added to your passion will guarantee that you are successful on a day-by-day basis, not sometime in the future, but each day. The best definition of success that I have found is that success is the progressive realization of your worthy ideals, not the attainment of them, but the progressive realization of them. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." So I hope to provoke you in examining your life. For more details about my background, please listen at the end of the show. Newer viewers and listeners will appreciate that. Our long-term viewers and listeners who have heard that before, you know, you can stop at the end of the show. You can see I'm wearing my red jacket, red, the color of passion. I wear red, it's my brand, because I hope to inspire and provoke you, when you see red, to think about whether you are pursuing your passion, whether you have discovered what your passion is. Each week I explore one big idea that can change your life. It's one idea because if we have too many ideas, we get confused into inaction. It's like going to the supermarket and looking at a range of 43 different yogurts, and then you don't know which one to buy, so you don't buy any. And as I share my one big idea, I share some practical resources that I have found in the coaching and the team building programs that I run, resources that can help you implement the idea, the lyrics of a song, a book. I also share a spiritual tip, a health tip, an inspiring quote, and some humor. This show is not politically correct. And I certainly love certain addictions like coffee. The fuel that enables me to express my passion. I'm addicted to exercise. I'm addicted to reading. And I'm addicted to some perhaps activities that, you know, might not be proper to talk about here. But you might guess what they are. This show definitely subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual life, as the title this week demonstrates, but I say this each week because I think it's such a crucial element of your humanity. I always work to ensure that anything I share with you works, is practical, that I am willing to do in my own life, that I do in my own life, that it's not some theoretical idea that is just a nice idea that you can't benefit from. each of these ideas can have an impact on your life. So what's happened in my life, our life, and the world in general over the past week before we get into the big idea? Well, as I'm recording this, I've just got up of being moderator for a injury causation conference for the World Council of Health that started at 2 a.m. Sunday morning Melbourne time, happened to be 3 p.m. London time, 10 a.m. East Coast time in the U.S., but ours started at 2 a.m. and finished at 9:30 a.m. So it was it had 12 speakers in total. I was a moderator on the law and rights section, and it was organized by the Law Committee of the World Council for Health, of which I'm a member. It was most successful. We had hundreds and hundreds of registrants, and we believe thousands of viewers on the live stream. Recordings of that will be available at the World Council for Health website. It's a causation conference. How do you prove that if you had a jab and then an adverse event, whether one caused the other? Causation is an interesting question. And one of the big ideas to remember is that correlation is not causation. Very important principle. During the course of the week, I'm in 5 discussion groups, global discussion groups each week on health, on what's happening to health around the world. It's the World Council for Health, Doctors for COVID, Ethics. It's a lot of time. It is crucial work because these jabs are dangerous. I'm doing my bit to make sure that you and your friends and your family don't put themselves into dangerous positions unwittingly. I don't mind dangerous positions that you choose to embrace, but don't do it unwittingly and don't do it relying on government lies. I've been working during the week in my role as chairman of the Australian Institute of Comedy with Pete Crofts on developing politician pitches, a pitch to politicians to get them to support the arts, particularly the Institute of Comedy and the Australian Cartoon Museum. I had a meeting of the committee of the Global Energy Network Institute. One of the projects there is getting solar and hydro energy sources to places where there is no electricity. And let me share with you one key fact that in India, there are 300,000 villages in India that do not have access to electricity. Just imagine that. So we've developed a program called 10,000 for 10,000, seeking 10,000 Australian companies who each sponsor one village with a small solar or hydro installation. It could make the world of difference. During the week also, we had a meeting of the Executive Committee of the Australian Industrial Hemp Alliance. And industrial hemp is going to make such a big impact in your lives, dear viewers, dear listeners. Hemp is a big, 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 big deal. It is wonderful for the planet. It is wonderful for you. I've created a mantra around hemp that I call HP x 4. Healthy products, healthy people, healthy profits, healthy planet. Keep your eyes peeled for anything to do with hemp. I'm spending a lot of time on it as CEO of a company that has got the world's best processing technology. And with all of these dramas that we've experienced in life, hemp is going to be a savior. On top of that, the mainstream media in Australia is full of the predictions and conversations about a federal election that's coming up in May of this year. I'll keep you posted on those activities. And other than that, my exercise regime, Julie's exercise regime, continues. We continue to be healthy, and I continue to increase my antibodies by making sure I'm drinking plenty of Corona beer. Now for today's big idea, before I do, I invite you to subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the podcast, visit our websites, coves.com, charlescoves.com. Discover more about the Self-Awareness and Passion Quest at charlescoves.com, where you can download the manifesto that takes you through, in just 7 pages, a whole discussion around self-awareness and your passion. Today's big idea, 11 practical ways to practice spirituality. You are made up of mind and body and spirit, MBS. You have a mind, you have a body, and you have a spirit, a soul, a heart. My definition of passion is that it's a source of unlimited energy from your spirit, from your heart, from your soul. When you honor, nurture, give space to all three, your experience of life is far, far greater, more enjoyable, more impactful than if you ignore one of them, particularly if you ignore spirituality. Of course, if you ignore your body and you are unhealthy, it's really hard to enjoy life. And if you shut your mind off new possibilities, it's hard to enjoy life. So all three are important. Today, I'm talking about your spirituality. In my experience, most people focus on mental and physical at the expense of, or not allocating enough time to the spiritual. And on the mental side, one of those is earning money. Of course, you have to have enough money to survive. But once you've got past survival stage, you pay a big price if you don't understand your spirituality. You are ripping yourself off. And even if you're not fully comfortable and functional, that's not when you start to get into spirituality, because paying attention to and nurturing your spirituality enables you to get into the space in which you'd like to be. When your spiritual life is engaged, harnessed, and nurtured, your experience of life on a moment-by-moment basis changes. You feel fulfilled on a moment-by-moment basis. You become far more attractive to other human beings. You're able to embrace the challenges that lie in front of you. You don't avoid them. You embrace them. So what are the 11 practical ways in which you can nurture and expand your spirituality? Well, the first, of course, is passion. Pursuing your passion, discovering it, because passion comes from your spirit. When you're pursuing your passion, that is a spiritual activity. The second is your family. The third is your friends. The fourth is your faith. Now, these are not in any order. These 11. So family, friends, faith. What is your faith? Have you forgotten what your faith is about? Notice there's a theme here, because after passion, the next 10 all start with F. The fifth is freedom. Freedom. Freedom to be who you want to be, deeply spiritual. The sixth is fun. It's easy to let go of having fun. Fun is a spiritual experience. We let go of it because we're pursuing money, we're pursuing status, we're pursuing whatever you're pursuing that is not spiritual, and we say we haven't got time for fun. The seventh is forgiveness. Who do you need to forgive? Starting with yourself. What do you need to forgive yourself for? Number eight, fortitude. Fortitude is the ability to keep going through tough times. Number nine is fearlessness. Fearlessness. What are you avoiding? What are you scared of? And when you tap into your spiritual side, you move forward fearlessly. Number 10, philosophy. Well, maybe it doesn't start with F, but it sounds like it starts with F, doesn't it? Philosophy. What is your philosophy? Explore your philosophy. I've had other programs, I will continue to have programs in this show discussing aspects of philosophy. What philosophy does is enable you to decide what's right for you and what's wrong for you as one tiny aspect. And number 11 is the wonderful F word that I'll call fornication, but it's an important F word. Making love, not war, as they used to say in San Francisco in the 60s. Are you making love enough times? Because that process of making love opens up your spirit, particularly, you know, making love, like even inherent in the word is that it's a spiritual exercise. It happens to be physical and mental, as many of these practical elements are, but it's such a wonderful, important way to expand your experience of your spirituality. I told you when I started that these are practical tips. They're not difficult. They're enjoyable to practice. And raising your conscious awareness of how to do that will help remind you of saying, am I doing enough spiritual steps today so that I am nurturing it? Because you do your physical steps. You feed yourself, don't you? You drink water. You do your mental steps by doing your learning. Keep doing your spiritual steps. You cannot ignore it. You pay too big a price. And this expansion of your spirituality enables you to embrace your life, to be courageous at times when you need to be courageous, to be fearless. So practice fearlessness is a way you can tap into this and say, yeah, doing things, approaching them, overcoming the fear so that I am fearless is accessing my spirituality. I urge you to be consciously aware of how wonderful this can be for your life. Now, the resources, we're talking about tough times. The Daily Stoic has got some great quotes from the ancient Greek. Julie loves these quotes from the ancient Greek and Roman philosophers. And Seneca, he said this, "I judge you unfortunate because you have never lived through misfortune. You have passed through life without an opponent. No one can ever know what you are capable of, not even you. So please understand the benefit for you of misfortune, of the tough times, of the ability to develop who you are." And then one of the other F's on spirituality is friends. I've coached people who have ignored their friends in the interest of their career. Well, there's a great song to remind you of that sung by Dionne Warwick called "That's What Friends Are For." Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me for sure. That's what friends are for good times and bad times. And on it goes, beautiful, beautiful song. I remember singing this song in a group when I did business school in 1993, which led to my change of career. We stood around in a circle. That's what friends are for. Remember what friends are for. Now, talking about tough times, it leads me to this week's spot of humor and tough times. After being married for 50 years, says this person, "I took a careful look at my wife one day and said to her, 50 years ago, we had a cheap house, a junk car, slept on a sofa, and watched a 10-inch black and white TV, but I got to sleep every night with a hot 23-year-old girl. Now, as I'm drinking my coffee, now we have a $2 million home, a $100,000 car, a nice big bed, a large screen TV. But I'm sleeping with a 73-year-old woman. It seems to me that you're not holding up your side of the bargain." My wife is a very reasonable woman. She told me to go out and find a hot 23-year-old girl, and she would make sure that I would once again be living in a cheap house, driving a junk car, sleeping on a sofa bed, and watching a 10-inch black and white TV. Aren't older women great? They really know how to solve an old guy's problems. There you are. Tough times, you're on. Tough times. Think back to the tough times you've had in your life. The book this week by John DeMartini. I'm a fan of Dr. John DeMartini. This book is Inspired Destiny, Living a Fulfilling and Purposeful Life. Excellent book, excellent book, with practical ideas to enable you to implement these aspects of spirituality amongst other parts of your life. My spiritual tip for this week is to take time each day to read something spiritual. If you don't like reading, then there are so many wonderful programs on YouTube on inspiration, on spirituality. Just look up, just watch a 5, 10, 15 minute program each day to remind yourself of your spiritual nature. And my health tip for you is to explore the benefits of apple cider vinegar. Everywhere I look, there are wonderful tips on how to use apple cider vinegar, the benefits of apple cider vinegar. These weekly ideas on health tips, if you go back through the 96 ideas, if you implemented those, all easy to do, your health now after 96 episodes of this show could be so different to what it was when you first came on board watching or listening to this show. I hope you've been implementing some of the ideas, and I hope that my mention each week of health tips is provoking you, inspiring you to take greater care of your health. The whole corona issue around the world, I think one of the big benefits of this is going to be our heightened awareness of what it means to be truly healthy. So, think about how today's big idea can make a wonderful positive difference to your life. A life that is meant to be all that you are capable of making it. I aim to provoke you, inspire you, teach you about what you are truly capable of achieving, of being, of experiencing. I again invite you to visit our websites, covest.com, charlescovest.com. You can access my books, Passionate People Produce, Passionate Performance, at those websites. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, to the podcast. If you enjoy this show, please share it amongst your family, amongst your friends, amongst your work colleagues. And until next week, may your week be a healthy, inspiring, challenging, joyful experience of the gift of life that you and I and Julie and all of those around you have been given at this moment in time, where one of my good buddies has just lost his wife suddenly. The development of cancer from diagnosis to death over the course of 1 month. And another good buddy of mine whose wife is in hospital can't be visited. If you're not going through that at the moment, be grateful. Love life. Love being with you. Thanks for sharing this with us. Look forward to being with you next week. Bye. So, here's a little addendum for newer viewers and listeners who don't know about me. Since 1993, when I left my successful legal career after 20 years of legal practice, I have been educating, inspiring, motivating, provoking audiences, large and small, one-on-one, in teams, to discover and pursue passion. Because passion is the clue, is the key to achieving extraordinary success. Passion is a source of unlimited energy from your soul, your spirit, your heart, that enables you to produce extraordinary results. I've helped people in the books that I've written. I've run team building programs over the course of a year. I've done one-on-one executive coaching. Self-awareness and Passion Quest is all about one-on-one executive coaching. I'm also involved in numerous charities. I'm involved with Industrial Hemp. I'm CEO of a hemp company. I'm chairman of the Australian Institute of Comedy. I'm on the board of the Australian Cartoon Museum. I'm president of the Australia-Hungary Chamber of Commerce. I'm on the board of the Kids Foundation, a charity that for the last 27 years has educated kids how to take sensible risks I do lots of other stuff. I'm also heavily involved in pushing back against nonsense about C19 and fighting for freedom. As I said in my Happy New Year message last week, there is a theme to what I do, and it is about freedom. And comedy is about freedom. Passion is about freedom. Health is about freedom. The law is about preserving freedom. Hemp is about freedom. So that's a bit of stuff about me. I have 5 children. I've been successfully married 3 times. Julie, our wonderful producer, director, is my wife, my 3rd and final wife. I am happy in my life. I love doing what I do. And the ideas that I share in this show, I know can work to enable you to enjoy what's happening to you each day, to be happy on a moment-by-moment basis, regardless of the crap that you need to deal with. Thanks for being with us. Look forward to being with you next week. If you have any questions, please send them via email. If you want to be added to our mailing lists, please let us know, charles@covest.com. Thank you. Bye.